Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us live on the line is Kevin Helfer, Buffalo's parking commissioner, talking a little bit about those school zone speed cameras that a lot of people have been talking about over the past few weeks, especially the past week and a half or so, ever since the mayor of the city came out and said 10,000 cars a day have been caught speeding in school zones. And Kevin, we're hearing about even more tweaks that are going into some of these areas. So what can you tell us? What can we expect to see new on some of these school zones?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. What you're seeing now is the installation of flashing beacons. Very early on, we heard from a lot of people saying that they felt like they weren't familiar with these areas. The school zone was coming on them relatively quickly. They wanted a little bit of advanced warning. It was something that we already had in the queue, that we already were in the process of purchasing. And last week, a lot of people were seeing the City Public Works Department starting to install these flashing beacons, which will give people adequate warning that the school zone is ahead and to slow down.
Kevin, the school zone cameras, will they be in effect for a certain period of time during the day? Will they all be in effect for that same period of time, or does it matter for the school?
It matters for the school. We have probably three or four different times. Some are 7:30 to 3:30. Some are 8 to 4. We have one school zone 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it varies by school. The signage is there, and those flashing beacons will be programmable. So as soon as they go on, that is your warning that you're about to enter in a school zone, and you will see the signage and you will see the times.
What about a day like today, President's Day, when it's a holiday at school? And what about, like, let's say, the summer?
Yes, you will not see those lights on, and those lights are your cue. Today is obviously a day that the school zone cameras would not be in effect. As a matter of fact, this entire week, the school zone cameras would not be in effect because it's spring break for the children.
Looking at some of the concerns that you've heard from people who say, you know, this is somewhat of a speed trap, this is not quite fair, the notice isn't there, are there some that seem more realistic to you, or that you're more sensitive to some of the complaints than others? I mean, obviously there are those that are, you know, needlessly speeding through school zones, but are there instances where you hear people say, you know, I'm turning right into this in the middle of a school zone, didn't even realize it, and all of a sudden I'm going 25 and not 15. Are there cases where maybe you're more sympathetic to some of the reasons they were going faster?
Absolutely. And we've heard that. And as a matter of fact, like one of the zones that we're installing right now is at Canisius, and people are thinking we're just going to put the flashing beacons in the northbound lane and the southbound lane, and we're not. It's we're not only putting them there, but we'll have some on the side streets as well, because you make a very good point. People coming off a, you know, perpendicular coming into the speed zone might not even know it's a zone. So we're making sure that our signage is correct, that there's advance warning, that there's beacons. So yes, loud and clear, we certainly hear people's concerns, and a lot of them are valid. We're fluid, we're adaptable, and we will change when necessary.
When the tickets do start going out, what is the penalty? How much is it, and will it go on someone's license, like a moving violation?
It's a violation. It's not a moving violation. It is a $50 violation. It will not go on their license. And the law stipulates that nobody will receive these unless they're going 11 or more miles per hour over the speed limit. So currently, the speed limit in the school zones is 15. So these people who are speeding at 26 will get the warning. 26 and up, 25 and below, they will not get the ticket.
You know, wondering if you've heard from people in, you know, neighboring towns, communities across Western New York, of people have maybe thanked the city of Buffalo for making everybody just more aware of school zones in general. You know, this has gotten so much press and publicity that you might be a little more wary of how fast you're going in a school zone, even if it isn't in the city and you're worried about a camera.
I think you make a great point, and it is, you're right, it is the talk. Obviously, you know, wherever I go, people bring it up. But I can tell you, and I'm glad you mentioned that, is, you know, data is very important here. And, you know, we've been reviewing the data from day one as we've gone through, and we are starting to see, finally, and I think this is why that warning period was extended, we are starting to see the data showing that people are slowing down. So that's a real good thing. And I think a lot of it is what you said. People are talking about it. The publicity is out there. People are becoming, you know, aware of it. And as we start putting the beacons up, they'll be becoming even more aware of it. So you're absolutely right that it, I think it's having a positive effect as more and more people talk about it.
When are you planning to have these go live? Is it when the beacons are set at individual schools, or are you going to start them all at once?
Nope, individual schools. Great point. And, you know, last week, like I said, Public Works was in the process of installing them. We will obviously make sure that we test them, turn the cameras on, run a few days, make sure we get the message out to the media. But school zone by school zone, as soon as the beacons go in, we'll be informing the media, the public. And once the school zone is done, that one will go live, then the next one, the next one, the next one, and so on down the line.
All right. Well, it's good to know. And thanks so much again for helping us sort through some of the different questions that people have. Kevin, thanks again. That's Kevin Helfer, Buffalo's Parking Commissioner, talking about some of those speed zones in school areas, the cameras, the fines, everything related to it that still being tweaked as people get more and more used to this idea.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.